India. Dash. Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.
A smile that can melt a girl's heart, a heart that can encompass the world's love, and talent that has no limits. Yes, we are talking about none other than one of the television's most eligible bachelors. He's young, he's hot, he's dashing. In fact, inki ek smile pe ladkiyan mar mitne ko taiyar hoti hain. It is my pleasure to welcome the one and only Sachin Shroff to Tele Chaska. Sachin, some of our IF members want to get you arrested.
Why?
Kya lag raha hai?
Nahi, why?
Acha. Aapko pata hai, we don't like thieves at all. Aur hamare yahan, hamare beech mein ek bahut hi shatir thief hai who has stolen our admin Sri's heart. This is not done, Sachin.
I really had no idea. I mean, I could steal so many hearts and stuff. I was just doing my job.
Well, Sri ki dhadkane race lagati hain aapke naam, aapka naam sunke. In fact, just last week, jab aapke interview ke bare mein baat kar rahe the aur jab unhone suna, to unhe chakkar hi aa gaye. So, what do you have to say in your defense? I mean, how could you steal our admin's heart and also spread such a dangerous Sachin virus to her? Well, अब आपको इसका जवाब देना होगा.
बहुत सिंपल सा जवाब है. इट्स नॉट अ प्रॉब्लम. आपने अभी अभी बताया कि उनको चक्कर आ गया. तो देखिए, ये जो इंटरव्यू हो रहा है वो टेली चक्कर पे हो रहा है. तो
आई मीन
काफी हद तक, हाँ, टेली चक्का. तो बेसिकली जो चक्का इज ऑलमोस्ट राउंड. तो बेसिकली पीपल आर आउट हियर. आई मीन व्होएवर पीपल कम हियर डेफिनेटली दे गो राउंड 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 राउंड. तो प्रॉब्ली शायद उसी वजह से हो गया हो. मतलब इसमें मेरी कोई गलती नहीं है. आई थिंक इट्स ऑल द शो विच इज इंटरेस्टिंग. इट्स द होस्ट मिनी विच इज साउंड वेरी मिनी, बट आई थिंक शी इज मस्ट बी वेरी स्वीट एंड स्टफ. गुड थिंग्स कम इन स्मॉल पैकेजेस. सो आई थिंक द नेम इज परफेक्टली राइट, मिनी.
थैंक यू सो मच. वैसे इससे पहले कि श्री मेरा मर्डर करते, मैं पहले बता दूं कि ये डॉली की शरारत है. डॉली इज अ आईएफ क्रिएटिव हेड एंड शी कीप्स ऑन क्रिएटिंग ऑल सॉर्ट्स ऑफ मिसचीफ इन द फोरम. सो से हाय टू डॉली.
हाय डॉली.
ओके, हम लोग शुरू करते हैं आपके एक मैसेज से. बहुत ही प्यारा मैसेज है. एंड हर नेम इज हेहर 86 एंड शी सेज, हाय सचिन, दिस इज प्रीत फ्रॉम यूएसए. You are so handsome and sweet and I love you and your character as Dhruv and Sindoor a lot. Dhruv is a loving, caring and supporting husband. I would like a husband like Dhruv. Oh, well, we won't mind either. You're doing a great job in Sindoor. Keep it up.
That's something nice. I mean, she doesn't know me so well and she wants to get married to me. I'm pretty happy about it since I'm single now. And I get quite excited. I mean, when a person, just by looking by my, I mean, looking at my acting and the way I perform on screen, people are, they want to know about my personal life. It's nice. I mean, I'm really happy and excited that she made such a nice, cute attempt. I will definitely keep her in mind.
Great hair. So, आपको पता है हमने आपका मैसेज पूछा दिया. अब बाकी आपके ऊपर है, आप कैसे उसको उसका एडवांटेज लेते हो. वैसे सचिन, मेरे ख्याल से सब आपको ध्रुव के रोल से जानते हैं. नाउ वी वॉन्ट टू नो सचिन द पर्सन. लाइक वॉट इज सचिन एग्जैक्टली लाइक? डिस्क्राइब सचिन श्रॉफ एज अ पर्सन एंड दैट इज वॉट निधि 23 एंड विशाखा गर्ल 2 ऑल्सो वॉन्ट टू नो.
सचिन श्रॉफ इज जस्ट अ बॉय नेक्स्ट डोर. ही इज जस्ट अ बेसिक सिंपल गाय. आई मीन प्रोबेबली जैसे हम लोग बोलते हैं ना लड़कियों के लिए कि ये मैरिज मटेरियल है. तो प्रोबेबली अ गर्ल वुड थिंक ट्वाइस और थ्राइस टू टेक मी एज अ बॉयफ्रेंड, बट डेफिनेटली शी विल बी वेरी श्योर दैट या आई वांट अ हस्बैंड लाइक हर. दैट वे.
सो व्हाई वुड इट नॉट यू, व्हाई शुडंट वी, आई मीन शी लाइक यू एज अ बॉयफ्रेंड?
बिकॉज आई एम सिंपल. आई एम नॉट very very glamorous. I'm just very simple because it's the way I think, because I just feel simplicity attracts. I mean, to me, if a girl is walking on a mini skirt, or probably she's like really dressed very well and she's looking very hot, but at the same time a girl who's just wearing a nice simple, definitely a very cute simple salwar kameez with a basic eyeliner or something of that sort, or probably a corporate girl who's wearing something like in India, a lot of corporate women wear kurtis with eyeliners. It looks fabulous. I mean, you know, it just looks fabulous. I somehow feel that this basic simplicity attracts me.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting, and I think you are very right. It is very nice to be subtle and, you know, attractive at the same time. So, though my next question comes from Sri, and somehow I think all of us know the answer, but still, please go ahead and say something. Do you relate yourself to the character of Dhruv? If so, where do you relate the most and where are you different? That's Sri.
I think I relate to the character when it comes to my mom. I really respect her. I really look upon, I mean, like, you know, really, it's I just, like, you know, whenever she's in front of me, I mean, we do have fights, I mean, something of that sort, but deep within, I have a lot of respect because the way she's brought me up and stuff like that, the way she's taken care of me, and whatever we've been taught, I think it pays you, and, you know, or whatever, basically, it's a lot of positivity, and they teach you how to handle situations, whether it's good or bad, worse or just fabulous situation. You need to handle everything. You need to handle even success nicely, because I feel agar success ko koi handle nahi kar pata hai, to success kisi ke haath mein zyada der tak nahi dikhti hai. Aur jahan tak main relate nahi karta hu character se, wo hai ki Dhruv is over. I think Dhruv, because somebody had, I went through this things where Dhruv ka jisme likha hua tha ki Dhruv needs a backbone. I feel, yeah, definitely, because he used to cry on drop of a hat, but I just want the audience to know, the fans to know that it's the character which I'm playing. It's a character which I'm portraying. So for a character which is, like, you know, emotional at the same time, he is so basic, he is so simple that he can cry in anybody's pain. So I just want all the fans to know that it's just a character what I'm playing, and I'm not like really, I don't cry at drop of a hat. In fact, I don't cry.
In fact, Jay Prasad wants to know, how come you're so adorable, Sachin? And many girls want to know, what's the secret behind that mesmerizing smile that you have?
Well, I think it's my teeth, because it's not for Colgate twice. And secondly, I feel there's nothing, I don't know, I just feel that whatever a perfect actor, when he needs to act, if you can act through your eyes, you know, you just look at the audience and, like, you know, if you convey the message, what is there in your heart and your mind, through your eyes, I feel that you definitely tend to become a decent, a good actor, where you can, like, you know, convey a lot of things without even being vocal about it. So when it comes to my smile, I think it's my teeth, and when it comes to acting, I think it's my eyes.
By the way, how did you come to this profession in the first place? DK's Januguli wants to know, how did acting happen to you?
Well, acting just happened. I just shot for like 2 ad films. Somebody from Balaji called me saying that they would like to audition you for this show called Kanyadan on Sony. And I was like, okay, fine. I was not a great actor. I was a pretty shy kind of a person. I was not camera friendly. I was very, very, I don't know, I was very scared or something of that sort when it came to camera and stuff like that. I gave the audition went on pretty well. The test went pretty well. They casted me in Kanyadan as the main guy opposite the youngest girl, Poonam Narula. They introduced me as a lawyer in that. But I was so bad with acting that they replaced me within like 3-4 episodes. I was so pathetic. As soon as the camera used to roll, I used to forget my lines, I used to start sweating. I used to panic, I used to shiver. And somehow, probably it was quite time consuming for them also, because I mean, they would rather go for a person who acts pretty well and who's like, you know, spontaneous. So I was pretty slow and steady, whatever. I mean, I was learning. I had never faced camera because I don't have a background from this industry. We have a businessman background, and somehow I learned, but I was definitely replaced on my first show within 4 episodes.
Oh, so that must have been really disheartening. So What happened after that?
Well, once you fail, you want to get more. So I think probably that was something which, like, you know, was my inspiration, which was my step to confidence, which was my stepping stone to success, or I don't know what was it, but definitely it gave me a lot of enthusiasm, and I started working towards it. In fact, I was very bad with Hindi. I started getting Hindi newspapers and reading it loudly, as loud as possible, so that I could clear my throat, I could clear my vocabulary, I could get hold on the perfect, this thing is called lehja. I mean, for example, the basic difference is fool and phool. So
right.
People in industry should have the basic hold on the language, I think. So I was, like, you know, trying to work on my Hindi and stuff like that.
Yeah, and the other day we were talking, that's what I had said, like, at least I haven't noticed anything wrong with the lehja as such. So it worked, and it really, you know, it really heartens us to know that, you know, actors put so much effort behind their roles, and, you know, they really want to look so convincing that they are ready to go that distance to make the character so convincing.
Because if we don't make the character convincing, the people and the fans who message us would be our critics. We can't disappoint them.
Right. In fact, Nidhi23 says, "Hello Sachin, my name is Nidhi. I'm from USA and I have become a huge fan of yours. Your acting in Sindoor is just mind-blowing. You are doing such a fabulous job. Both you and Gurdeep make such a cute couple in Sindoor. I have to say that you are the most talented, cutest, handsome and the hottest hunk to have in the present media, in this world and in the Indian industry. Can you please say my name, Nidhi, once? I'll be so happy to hear from a talented actor that I love and adore very much."
Well, Nidhi, I think, thank you so much for this whole lot of appreciation. And definitely, inshallah, if we get a chance to meet something, probably I've not seen your face, but in case if we cross each other or something of that sort, or we just somehow tend to meet, do remind me that you are Nidhi, and I'll definitely spend some time, at least a coffee time with you. We can just go to a nice cafe and have a cup of coffee.
Oh,
for sure.
So nice. Tell us something about Sachin as a child. Naughty? Child.
Sachin as a child was very naughty, and with time he changed as a person. I mean, when my dad passed away, things were different at a very young age. I mean, I remember whatever things I wanted as a child, I just pointed it and I got it. But like, you know, when my dad passed away, that was the last time I cried, actually. I mean, because I couldn't even cry, like, you know, when dad passed away immediately. I think I cried after 6 months. And after, like, dad passing away, I was, like, you know, completely in a bit of a shock. I changed as a person. I was a more serious person. I started my own company at the age of 20, 19 and a half, and my company is still doing pretty well, and I am thankful to God for whatever He's given me. At the same time, as I told you that I don't cry, is because probably I really couldn't cry in front of my mom, because I thought if I cry, she would like, you know, probably, I think I was the biggest support, and I didn't want to, like, you know, break down in front of her. So that's the last time I cried. I did cry in between a couple of times, probably 3-4 times. But I didn't cry after that. So I never cry in my life.
So do you have any siblings, or you are the only son?
I have a younger sister.
You have a sister. So how close are you? Like,
very close, in fact. Yeah, I'm almost like her dad, because whatever she wants, I mean, now it's her turn. I mean, whatever she pinpoints, she gets it. So I just see my childhood in her. I mean, whatever she wants. But I do keep her on her toes. I mean, I tell her to do a lot of things. She takes care of my work also sometimes, because our work needs a lot of input from people who are very close, I mean, whom we can trust on. So she takes care of my work a bit here and there. And otherwise, I'm just like a father figure to her.
Mm-hmm. So what company do you have, like, or what are the things that you do?
We into construction steel supplying.
Does she look after in the company, or is she more into looking after the acting?
She takes
and
care
PR?
Of all my. She takes care of my banking and everything, mm-hmm. and definitely a bit of company also. I mean, I don't get much time to take care of the company. Why? Because for the only reason that I'm too busy with acting, and
right.
I'm planning to take up something new on the also. Because Z or Sony probably, let's see, Sony definitely yes, why, because Sony is also one of the channels which comes abroad, and the kind of response I'm getting from there, I think I definitely would love to do something on Sony.
Okay, so how is that a perfect boy like you still a bachelor? I mean, what are your views on marriage, and when are you going to get into the wedlock? Every
well,
girl wants this answer.
I don't know, what should I say? I somehow know that, I mean, there's no perfect girl or something of that sort, but I'm still waiting for my Miss Perfect. There definitely was in a relationship, but somehow it didn't work out due to certain reasons and stuff like that. But I'm looking forward to settle down soon. Let's see, probably in a year or two. Probably if I get a chance to go abroad and if I meet anybody nice also, I might just settle down. You never know.
Okay, girls, start sending your application, please. With photograph, height, age, everything.
Yeah, you
even
can
the
definitely
length
send
of your hair.
So yeah, definitely. I mean, all these things. I'm pretty finicky about hair. I don't like short hair. I mean, I quite like decent. It's not very long also because it's tough. I do understand. I mean, from a girl's point of view, it's difficult to manage long hair, but definitely across the, not across the waistline also, but definitely till below your shoulders. Looks quite nice. I mean, I quite like eyes. I just get carried away by somebody's eyes and smile, I think.
Okay, so, well, you do get wigs for hair, but I'm afraid you can't do anything for the eyes. So, stick to the...
Well,
stick.
I think beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. So, whatever said and done, if it's there, it's expressed in your eyes, and your eyes just look beautiful.
Actually, Ku wanted to ask, like, how do you visualize your dream soulmate? You know how you want her to look. And what are the qualities are you looking at?
I don't want her to be... she can just be herself. I mean, it's not a problem. I mean, you know. But a couple of things like... I don't want her to work, I mean, the way I do. Probably, I'm talking about the timings. I mean, because we work like 13 to 14 hours a day. And by the time we come home, it's like really tiring and we don't get much time to spend with the family and stuff like that. So, I would at least, I mean, if she can do a corporate job or something like 9 to 6, it's fine for me. If she wants to be a housewife or something of that sort, it's her choice, not a problem. If she likes to cook for me or something, I would really appreciate that. But she can definitely take up a job from 9 to 6. I mean, if she's like really career-oriented or something of that sort. But I would definitely want her to see once I'm home. Probably not waiting for me for dinner, because I tend to come home late for my dinners, because that's the time we pack up. And at least she could finish her dinner and just take a small nap and then get up when I'm here, when I'm home. Like, at least sit with me for at least half an hour, 45 minutes and stuff like that, and we can spend a good time rest.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, Sachin, frankly speaking, I think when you get into the relationship, probably she will wait for the dinner as well. So don't worry about it. I'm sure you'll get somebody very, very nice and just as you like. Acha, thoda sindoor ke baare mein baat karte hain. You played the character of Karan. I mean,
yeah.
We all love to hate you there, and you were simply amazing as Karan. I mean, coming from a person who was so shivery in front of his first scene, first show that he had to be replaced, you played Karan and as well as through very convincingly. So, how difficult was it portraying a double role on TV where one is good and the other is really, really evil? So that is what SRK Rules wants to ask.
Well, it was not difficult, but it was definitely very hectic. Difficult because since I was getting something different, and I just wanted, because the kind of response I was getting, it was very positive at the same time, but there were critics who always also said that Sachin probably threw a bone or something of that sort. He just cried or something of that sort. So somehow I got a chance to play Karan, and Karan was absolutely, he was grey initially, and he turned out absolutely negative. And he was not the kind of a character who used to like, you know, have a big laughter or raise his eyebrows or something just to look evil. He used to just do a dirty job and look into the lens, and that's it. It's conveyed. I mean, people think Karan is I'm sorry to use this word, but Karan is a bastard. So, the character somehow was being, I would not say appreciated, but people were hating me. And I think for a negative character, people hate you, that's the best response. Which is, if people hate you as a negative guy, I think an actor is doing a good job.
Right, and they love you as a positive guy as well. Like, they could take Karan negative because the positive through was always there to balance it. So, probably that is why we could, you know, really accept Karan so well. Now, will you do more roles where you need to portray yourself as a more aged person than you really are? Sil Kopal wants to know.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, if the story and the character demands it, something, and the role is interesting, then I would definitely, because for an actor, playing different characters like Dhruv playing Karan was something different for me. And if I can do justice to the role, I mean, I'm not saying that I would definitely do justice, but I can definitely work towards it. I mean, I should not have that guilt that, oh, I didn't even try. I mean, I should have that kind of a satisfaction that, okay, I did try. It worked out or it didn't work out, that comes later. But definitely, yes, why not? I mean, I'm already doing actions where I portray a father of like 5-6 year old, which are definitely telecasted in India. I mean, the recent dad films were Colgate, Brooke Bond Red Label. It's a tea commercial, and Colgate was twice consecutive years. Twice I shot for it, and one was Livon, and a couple of others, Maruti Omni, in which I was playing doula, but not a aged guy. Aged in the sense around 27 or something. So. It's nothing wrong. I mean, if it's good and it's challenging, then definitely you can take it up.
Now, we have Princess saying something to you. Princess happens to be the moderator of the Sindhu section, and she rules it with an iron fist. No hair out anywhere, no bad things, only good things. And she has contests like Mrs. Sachin, Mrs. Dhruv, and stuff like that. And she has a lot of fun. So this is what she has to say for you. Hey Sachin, वो कहते हैं ना किसी से तुम प्यार करो तो फिर इजहार करो कहीं फिर देर ना हो जाए कहीं फिर देर ना हो जाए. Therefore, I'm going to do my izhar for you. You stole my heart the first time I saw you. I'm still alive without a heart because I had the hope that one day maybe Sachin will give me his heart in return of mine. Sachin, will you be my next husband? Lots of love, Princess.
Well, definitely. I mean, if God is quite considerate and he's very kind to you, then probably I will be your next husband. But do remember, I'm pretty finicky. and God is kind
Canada.
To you.
Yeah. Princess stays in Canada, and she herself is pretty finicky. And well, if she chose you, well.
Okay. Probably, never know. Two opposites do attract.
Right. We have this question from Sri. In fact, many want to know that were you really thinking of leaving the serial Sindoor at one point of time? There were rumors that your character will not return and you will be declared dead after Hong Kong tragedy. So, is that true?
It was a gimmick by the channel and the production house, and I was strictly told that in case if I... like, you know, they're going to kill me or something. So initially I was like, what? And they said, don't worry. It is just to get the double role in, because Dhruv as a character, people have seen Dhruv in only one shade. I mean, Sachin Shroff in only one shade, which is not weak, but who's basic and simple guy. I mean, who can stand by his wife, who can stand by his mother, who can stand by his brother, even though he's getting pain. He's so strong. No, but at the same time, people should get something different from this guy, and they planned the double role, and to get this character called Karan in the show, they had to kill Dhruv, and I was specifically told that I should not reveal this to anybody, that I'm going to come back as Dhruv again. Because they wanted to see the response and stuff like that, and they got a brilliant and amazing response from London specifically, because I got a call from the channel saying that the Z London has called up to our office. And in the history, the London has never called up, and the people have specifically, the fans and everybody has specifically told them that if Dhruv Raizada doesn't come back, people are going to stop watching the show. So I think the gimmick worked, and whatever lies or something, or probably it was, which I was told to say, worked. I mean, somehow, because I was even told that I should not say that I'm going to come back. So somehow it worked pretty well.
Yeah, in fact, you know, the fans all over the world on IF wrote mails to Zee London to get you back in the serial, and we have that on record. Everybody wrote, and the London Zee office was flooded with the letters.
Yeah, I was pretty shocked, and I definitely would love to visit London, because see, the kind of response you get from a particular place or a particular country or a particular city, you definitely want to visit that place. Why? Because you want to see the kind of people who are so crazy about you. You want to meet them. You want to know their views, and you want to, probably you might just get some critics also, which are very, very helpful when it comes to your performance. So I would definitely would like to go to London if I get a chance to, probably while shooting, or if I get a holiday or something. Or if there's something like a Dandiya occasion or something, and if I'm invited there, then I would love to go to London so that I can get a break also. And I would like to meet all the beautiful people and the sweetest people. I mean, I'm really thankful to God that God has given me such good and sweet people around me.
Okay, VK's Janu Guli again wants to know that how was it when you started working in Sindoor? How was the rapport on the sets? And tell us something interesting on the sets of Sindoor that you went through.
Well, first of all, when Sindoor started, it was... I somehow was not going to do Sindoor. The producers somehow convinced me for 3 months. They were trying to convince me for 3 months. But I was I was busy with something else, and I was not saying yes. But the credit goes to my producer's wife, Kinnari Mehta, who's also a producer, co-producer in the show. She somehow convinced me before having the last meeting in the channel. She called me up at around 12 in the afternoon. She said, "Today is the last meeting, Sachin, and you still want me? Then I can give you. I can give them your name. I mean, we have the pictures and everything." So I said, okay, fine, not a problem, go ahead. I was definitely sure at such a short notice the channel would not approve to it. But somehow the channel said yes, and at around 4 in the evening, after 4 hours, I got a call from the production house saying that your contract is ready, come and sign it. And I was somehow not ready for it. So somehow there's one Guruji of mine, Mukesh Bhai, whom I really trust in, and who takes, who somehow has given me a lot of positivity in life. So I immediately called him up. He said, "Just sign it. Don't worry." So I immediately signed the show, and I was on it.
Okay. So did you know Gurdeep beforehand, or did you meet her first time when you went for the show, for the shoot?
I mean, since we were in the industry, I did not know her or something of that sort. But definitely during award functions, lot of people come to come together to take awards and stuff like that. I was doing the show called Struggle on Star Plus as a main lead. And she was doing a show called Sanjeevni on Star Plus also. And there was this Star Parivar Award where we came across each other and just shared a smile, that system, because we were absolutely unknown to each other. I came to know her on the set of Sindoor.
So what kind of rapport you have with her? Because you both share an awesome chemistry on the screen. So how is it with Gurdeep on the sets?
Definitely the whole rapport is very professional. Because you have to understand that if you have to give such a good and brilliant chemistry, it should just look beautiful. And for that thing, the beauty, because acting is something you need to do a lot of input, and you need to be absolutely perfect with the time and emotions and expressing. So you have to be very, very professional, and Gurdeep is an extremely professional person.
Okay. Achha, ek hypothetical question hai ki aapko ek bahut serious scene karna hai jahan pe aapko bahut rona hai aur aapko kisi ne SMS mein aisa joke bheja that you cannot just stop laughing. So what do you do?
Well, you can always change your mind. For an actor, some people say that, you know, a good actor is the one who gets switched on when the scene comes in front of him and gets switched off when the scene is away from him, probably when he's not doing the scene.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have to, or probably I'm still developing that capability of switching on and switching off. So probably if I get something like this, then probably, I don't know, I really have not gone through the situation, but I would definitely try to divert my mind and get the best out of that emotional scene. Because people don't cry with me. People would rather say that ये तो बहुत पका रहा है, ये तो हमेशा रोता रहता है, बहुत पकाता है. और अगर वही सारे लोग उस सीन को देख के रोए, तो आई थिंक इट विल बी लाइक सोने पे सुहागा, आई फील.
तो आप लाइक यू स्पेंड सच लॉन्ग आवर्स ऑन द सेट, सो हुम डू यू मैक्सिमम हैंग आउट विद, लाइक आप क्या करते हो आप नॉर्मल डे सेट्स पे?
We on sets I really hang out with Antriksh and Titli Mami. They're good fun. Virendra Rai Zada, who's playing my dad, he's a good critic. He tells me, he gives me tips about whether the scene was good or no, and stuff like that. So these three people are the ones whom I really gel with. And of course Tara, who's playing my sister. She is such an adorable person. I mean, she's so sweet. I really wish all the good luck for her and stuff like that, because I really respect her and stuff. So I these are like four people whom I really deal with.
Sri ne bahut hi pyara sa message bheja hai aapke liye. She says, a superb actor, a charming and handsome young man, an actor with immense talent and emoting skills, coupled with mesmerizing look, there are many a girl who adore you for what you are. You stole our hearts as dutiful and nice throw. You gave us a shock as the wicked and cruel Karan. And it was here that you showed a great potential as an actor. Keep up the good job and put up your famous smile. May you have all the success in life and a great future.
Well, I'm really thankful to her. And the message was so sweet that I just had one more bite of the Alfonso mango. It's quite nice. So I really appreciate the fact. I mean, somehow it's basically when you get all these kind of responses, you feel so good, because as for an actor, frankly speaking, the kind of pressures you work in, you have to deliver the tapes on time. You are so cut to cut for the telecast and everything. You work like 13 to 14 hours a day in that harsh light, even though the ACs are on, or sometimes they have to be switched off because of the sound problem. You are dressed up and with your makeup on and stuff like that. You sweat. But somehow still try and control, keep everything aside and just concentrate on the scene, whether it's an emotional scene or it's a negative scene or it's a comic scene or it's just a romantic scene. You just have to be concentrating on what is there in that particular episode or that particular scene. As soon as the scene gets over, it gets cut, you can do whatever you want to.
Achha, ab hume bataiye ki aapka pehla crush कितने साल की उम्र में था और क्या हुआ था?
पता नहीं ये सबका कॉमन आंसर ही क्यों होता है. मेरी स्कूल टीचर थी जो मेरे को बहुत हॉट लगती थी, एंड आई वॉज इन माई फोर्थ स्टैंडर्ड, नहीं आई वॉज इन माई फोर्थ स्टैंडर्ड में थी, बट आई डोंट समहाउ रिमेम्बर हर नेम. बट व्हेन आई केम टू माई सेवेंथ स्टैंडर्ड, आई वाज दिस टीचर, सो ब्यूटीफुल, पारसी, एंड शी वेयर्स मिडीज और समथिंग ऑफ दैट सॉर्ट. एंड I used to just look at her and she used to think that I'm really dumb, because every time I used to sit on the first bench, and every time she used to tell me that go and sit on the last bench because you're not worth it, because you never answer to my questions. Whenever I ask you any question when it comes to English or geography, she was our English and geography and history teacher, and I did not have any words, because you look at her in awe and then my mouth is like wide open, and you look at her and looking like a dumbo. She used to actually feel that, you know, I'm a dumb stupid kid, but she never knew that I was really in love with her that time.
So sad. So what happened after that? Did she just left the school or you just grew out of it?
I left the school. Okay. I was after like 8th standard I changed my school, because we shifted to a different place, and somehow I could not see her.
Okay.
But there were like really nice cute looking teachers also in the new school, not a problem.
So do you still hang out with your old friends?
Yeah, definitely, because whatever said and done, I mean, when I meet my college friends and school friends who were like really, we used to like always fight and be bitchy about each other and stuff like that, but now when we meet, there's a sense of maturity. There's something like, you know, that kind of bitchiness is not there, at least. There's a lot of positivity. You tend to share everything. You were not greedy among your friends and stuff like that. You tend to, like, you know, that particular time, I still remember, I was with my friends and we used to, like, you know, hire a cab or something like that, so I had to go to school. And when I shifted to this new school, we used to hire this cabbie or something like that, so a taxi, and we four used to, like, you know, share it and go. So on my first day, my friend tells me, I mean, the guy whom I met for the first time, he tells me, "Kal se 5 rupaye leke aana." I was like, "Kyun?" He said, "Ke nahi, wo tere tumhare taxi ka share hai, aane ka 5 rupaye, jaane ka 5 rupaye." They're like, "Okay, not a problem." And today, when you meet those people and you share all these small things, you definitely tend to laugh on all these things, because it's just so beautiful. I mean, I still remember we used to sit during the recess, and when we used to get some time off, we used to sit on the benches and, like, you know, play tabla or something, and other friends used to dance and some stuff like that. We don't get to do all these things. I mean, you are more a responsible brat, child. You want anything, you just point it, you get it. But when you grow up, you have responsibilities, the whole world around you changes, people change. So it's different. Mm-hmm.
So what is the most outrageous thing that you did while you were young that you can remember of?
Outrageous? There's nothing specific. But definitely I was in love with my cycle, with my bicycle. I had a BMX, and I used to do a lot of wheelie on the cycles and stuff like that when we were, like, you know, kids, 4th, 5th standard. And I still remember when I was in my 3rd standard, I got my first bicycle and I was so happy and stuff. And I used to see all the 7th standard kids doing wheelies and stuff. So when I was in my 5th standard, I started, like, you know, I was really good with cycling. So I started doing wheelie and all that. So I really slipped and I really hurt my head. And that was something. I was just trying to impress my cute little girlfriends around somehow. And somehow they were not impressed. I made a fool out of myself.
Oh, so sweet. I'm sure now they are impressed if they remember you.
Yeah, probably. I do meet a lot of my school friends and stuff. They're like, they somehow behave in a strange and a weird way. But the only reason is they somehow tend to talk like, "Oh my god, you're a star and you would not even talk to us." I'm like, "Why? I mean, I know you, and why would I just ignore you? I mean, if I know you, I would definitely like to share a word with you, or probably talk about my old and past memories, what we shared." Mm-hmm. So I have not changed. I mean, definitely I've become a bit more reserved. Changed in the sense I've become, I've become a bit more serious. So stuff, but when it comes to my old school memories and stuff, I just let myself lose.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's some rapid fire questions. Your inspiration?
My mother.
The thing you treasure?
My mother.
Oh, she's not a thing. You need to tell her.
Well, I would definitely treasure the love in somebody's eyes, because we get this life once, and we need to treasure all the things and all the love and all the affection from the most beautiful fans. I wish I could meet all of them and give them a big, big hug. Because, I mean, they take the time off and sit on their television sets and jail was, I mean, jail them. So that's so sweet. Nee.
Are, अब क्या बोले क्या आप ऐसी बातें कर रहे हो कि अब हम कुछ बोल भी नहीं सकते, हम झेलना आपको. Oh God.
I'm just being modest.
Well, don't be. In fact, ये सुनिए, what who has to say about you? I want to say that I just love his tremendously well done acting. I believe that every role present is very lively and doesn't look fake. I also really admired you in Naam Gum Jayega and of course in Sindoor. I can see your hard work and dedication that you put in your character, which makes it look full of effort. Keep up the good work and we hope to see you in more serials. So ye to kisi jhelne wale bande ka message nahi lagta.
Bande ka ya bandi ka?
Bandi ka.
Bandi ka, yeah. Okay, that's nice. Well, the thing is, I'm really happy to know this thing, that she used to watch something on Sony also. And because Naam Gum Jayega was a totally different character, and I'm happy about this thing. I somehow don't have words. I mean, I wish I could just spend some time with them and stuff like that. I could express my feelings when I meet them face to face and stuff like that. And I can really thank them from the bottom of my heart. Since I'm not in front of them or be like miles away, I can always convey my message, which should be convincing. I really love them all, and I really pray that God keeps this world happy and there's a lot of peace, no hatred, and a lot of positivity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so rapid fire, continue. Your favorite vacation spot?
Goa, in India. Abroad, I've been to Dubai and Hong Kong. Hong Kong is okay. Dubai is also okay. I would love to see the other places of the world. I would definitely like to go to California, Canada, London, New York, all these places. Australia also. Let's see which becomes my favorite one.
Mm-hmm. Your idol?
My idol... Are you talking about any particular star in television or film? Well, definitely, I do try to watch Mr. Bachchan, the kind of conviction, the kind of dedication, the kind of dedicated actor he is, that, you know, he's always on time. I mean, he's such a big superstar, but I've always heard good things about him, that he's always on time. And, you know, sometimes even before the unit comes, he's there before everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I really look up, forward, like, you know, when I see a person who's like 65 years old and who's got so much of dedication for work and stuff. So I really like Aamir Khan, because he puts in a lot of input when it comes to his character building. I mean, I would not put so much of input. I quite like Anil Kapoor. It might be strange, but I quite like Anil Kapoor because he's played different kind of roles. I mean, the kind of history of films what he has, right from Mr. India or whatever he's done in the past. There's one more movie called Nayak, which I don't know whether a lot of people have seen it or no, but he's playing a chief minister in that.
Yes, it's quite a beautiful movie. It's a terrific movie, yes. Your favorite co-star?
My favorite co-star, definitely it was in Naam Gum Jayega, the girl called Shilpa, and
Shilpa Kadam?
Yeah, and then because the chemistry and everything was just very brilliant and stuff like that, and there's a girl called Tejal Shah, who's there with me in Shagun, who's playing the main lead opposite me. She's happily married and settled in the US. I really wish her luck. So I could, like, you know, sometimes share my scenes, stuff like that. When I was like really worried, or how could the scene be, because if it had been a romantic scene, you definitely tend to get conscious, you know. So if your co-star, you discuss the scene with your co-star and the co-star makes you feel comfortable, you really respect that person. So that way.
Okay, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Okay, favorite food?
Chinese, and definitely nice and spicy Punjabi.
Okay, what are your hobbies?
Well, I quite like horse riding and stuff like that, but we really don't have any horses left on the beaches, because I think they're banned or something of that sort. I used to love play badminton and stuff. I quite like to spend my time in the gym.
Okay. Now, Sachin, we come to the contest part. I want to tell you, friends, that as you all know, we had the contest where you had to imagine a scene that you were walking down the road and you met Sachin, and what happened? That was the basic idea. And I must tell you something very funny about it, that when Sri was organizing the interview and when she told Sachin about this, he actually thought that these are the things which happen. And Sachin, you actually thought one of the incidents were true, and you were kind of perplexed as to when that happened and how it happened, and you don't remember. Isn't that true?
Yeah, because when Sri told me that I've sent you the link to all the responses I've got, and she didn't tell me the theme. Theme was that one of the fans or the person who's walking, of the viewer is walking on the road and heading home and to watch some. And she just tend to crash in me or something of that sort. And I did not know the theme, and when I read the first response, it said that I was really, I was like 2 minutes away or 5 minutes away from my house and stuff like that, and I really banged into this person and stuff, and it was such a shock. And I was just wondering, what is this? I mean, I really didn't, like, you know, bang into somebody of that sort. I mean, it's a beautiful coincidence, but it didn't happen with me. How come? Not...
Okay, so actually it was a theme and we had lovely entries. And friends, Sachin himself read each and every entry and he actually chose 3 out of them. I'm going to read out second and third entry and Sachin is going to tell us why he chose the entries that he did. So the first entry that Sachin chose was, I'm not going to read the whole of it, I'm going to read a part of it because it's very long but it's beautiful. What she says is, okay. I was walking down the street to reach home before the title song of Sindhu starts at 7 and it was 6:47 when I was going. I don't like to miss one good second of Sindhu, especially because of my favorite actor Sachin's acting. So I thought that I shouldn't miss, and guess what? Something happened. Someone stopped me by standing in front of me and I looked up and the big dream, I thought Sachin is right there standing in front of me. When that happened, I thought it's dream. So I just stayed there for 2 minutes and then Sachin said, hello. And I'm like, okay, stop dreaming to myself. And Sachin said, hi, I'm Sachin. I said, wow, are you really here or is it just my dream? And he said, you are in front of me, Sachin, from Sindhu Tere Naam Ka. And I thought, wow, how neat. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's time to watch Sindhu. So should I go or talk to Sachin? Then I made up my mind and I said, okay, I'm going to talk to Sachin because I won't get this golden chance every day in my life. So I talked to Sachin and told him how great he was and he was God on earth and I'm his biggest fan ever and he can get. And then I said, Sachin, you are the best. And he said, thanks. The exciting part was that I met Sachin and didn't miss Sindhur because she says after this that she then runs back and watches Sindhur. So she said that, Sachin, I love you. If you get married, I will be crying to death. Love ya. Keep up your good work. So this is the first entry that he chose. So Sachin, why you chose this entry? It's from KittyPitty2092, by the way.
I don't have her email ID. I mean, I wish I could have her complete email ID and I could send a really good response to her in writing. But the reason why I chose her is because she was very, she sounded very basic. She was not like, oh my God, and this and that and stuff like that. She was not like overexcited or something of that sort. She was in a kind of a awe, a kind of a shock, and the way she said that, you know, oh, when I get married or something, and she'll be crying to death, and really, like, that's such a sweet thing. I mean, I really don't want you to cry to death or something like that, because I would, I don't know whom I get married to or something like that, but I would really wish you all the happiness and stuff like that, and since God has sent me your message, I also would like to give you one message that I wish that you really be happy in your life.
Okay. The second message is, it's from Lonely235 and she says, I'm not a big fan of Sachin, but I gotta admit that he acts well. Still, I will participate because this sounds fun. If I see Sachin, I would first talk to him and ask how he is, etc. I would take him into a cafe or somewhere else, you know, where you can talk there calmly. I would ask him whether he is a little bit of his character in Sindhu Tere Naam Ka, and most important, I'm also an actor and love acting. I would ask him whether he can help me to get a break. You know, nowadays contacts are very important. So I would talk about life and his career. I would also ask him for one photo or autograph. So this is what Lonely235 said.
I just wish that she changes her name from Lonely because I don't think she sounds lonely. But the thing is, I really like this one because she was very frank and she was sometimes you need to do something because you want to have fun or something of that sort, and she was very true. Whatever she said, it was pretty true that she's not a big fan or something of that sort, but she still would like to know about my personal life or stuff like that because she's also an actress and stuff like that. And she would like to know how to go about it because as an actor, a lot of times you don't know whom to meet and who are the right people to be with and stuff like that, because a lot of times you get carried away on something of that sort. But if you are with the right people and with the right unit and with the right co-stars, things work just miracles. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciated the fact that she was very truthful, and she asked me this. She sent me this mail via Ravi Chakka that whatever. I mean, I just liked it.
The third entry that Sachin chose was of none other than Sri. Well, हमने पहले discuss किया कैसे Sri का heart तो ले ही लिया और वैसे अब उनका उनकी entry भी select की है इन्होंने and the situation is it is nearing Sindhu time. I am trying to reach home so that I do my regular update today also. I cannot believe my eyes as I see the real Sachin shop on road near me. This is what I tell him. Thrilled am I to see you near me. Excited am I as I am a die-hard fan of yours. Overjoyed am I to catch a glimpse of you. Satisfied will I be if I get an autograph of yours. You are so amazing as an actor, so spontaneous and talented. I am lost when I see into your captivating eyes. So glad I am to have talked to you. I will go now. I'll now go home and write about you. My update for today will be you, you and you. I will describe the way you talk, walk and smile. I am sure your fans and I will be thrilled when I give an update on how I met you. So that's what Sri says to you.
Well, I would like to tell everybody that Sri is the only person who's been trying to arrange for this interview and stuff like that, and the kind of hard work she did and everything. And every time she spoke to me, she's the person who's been speaking to me a lot of times, and I think she's taken the pain to arrange all this. And I could get all the mails from the fans and stuff like that. So I really appreciate the hard work. At the same time, the person who's arranging for all these things, I mean, the interview and stuff like that, is also a fan. It's pretty surprising, I mean, because I just thought she's doing her job. But it came to my surprise when I just saw the entry, and I was really happy to read it. And I just thought, okay, hey, that's nice, because she, and after reading the mail, I spoke to her on the phone and live, of course, not via mini. But till the time I read the mail, she was like, very very professional. She sounded really professional. But after I read the mail and I told her that, oh my god, I'm surprised, she was actually like a shy person, and she was actually like, probably she must be biting her nails or something. I can just imagine. I mean, I don't know what she must be doing, but she sounded really sweet. So she told me that she's taken up this particular thing about the interview and everything just because she likes to see me on screen. And since she knew that it's my interview, she started working on it. So really happy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I must tell you, Vatsri, that she happens to be our admin. She is also our one of the most important updaters on IF, and she is probably one of the most hardworking persons we have on our development team. And I think she is also one of the most friendliest ones, because each and every person you talk to on the forum who has anything and everything to say, they just, PM Sri, and she is there for them. She is probably one of the most wonderful persons you have around, believe me. So, and she makes sure that whoever she likes, well, she tries to get the maximum out of it. So she's a wonderful person.
That's nice, and I wish her good luck. And if she can ever come to Bombay, something, if I get a chance to meet her, I would really like to take her out for a cafe and ask her about all the experiences what she had while arranging this interview and everything, so that I can actually come to know what exactly she must have felt, and I can actually also come to know whether she was biting her ears or no. So it would be nice to also meet her. And definitely Mini also, because Mini sounds very, very, nice, sweet and smart person on the phone. I don't know.
Okay, let's drop this. You're embarrassing me to know it. Let's drop Mini.
No, because you have the thing is, you have a hearty laugh, and people who have a hearty laugh, I think really relate with them, so that is why.
I also relate with you really, really very much. That's why I'm telling you, please let's drop this. And actually what I'm going to do is, this was a contest on the forum. What I would like to do is have another contest where you ask the members one question that they would send the answers to at telichaska@indiaforums.com. So ask any question that comes to your mind and they have to send the correct answer to it. And whoever, we have a random way of picking up the winner. So if we have, say, 100 correct answers, we'll pick up a winner and we'll let you know who wins it.
Many asked me this question, who's my idol? So if you can answer that, I'll be really happy. I can give you a nice, good hint also. A lot of people say I'm Mama's boy.
Okay, so the question that Sachin asked is, who is his idol? Please send your entries to telichaska@india-forums.com. And we will pick up a winner and we will let Sachin know who has won the contest, and we also have a prize for that. So Sachin, from all of us here, we really loved hearing you answering all our questions. So jaate jaate hamari ek aur choti si khwahish poori kar dijiye, hame ek do line ka gana suna dijiye please. कोई भी गाना चलेगा, कैसा भी चलेगा, इट डजंट मैटर. आप बाथरूम सिंगर हो, आप प्रोफेशनल सिंगर हो, कुछ नहीं पड़ता, बस दो लाइन.
गाना तो नहीं गा सकता, बट डेफिनेटली एक शायरी या कहावत बोल लीजिए. इट्स नॉट लाइक यू नो वेरी रोमांटिक और समथिंग. इट्स लाइक स्टार्ट लाइक दिस. मत कर यकीन अपनी हाथों की लकीरों पर, मत कर यकीन अपनी हाथों की लकीरों पर, किस्मत तो अच्छी उनकी भी होती है जिनके हाथ नहीं होते.
Oh wow, pehla main kya bolu, it's beautiful, but aapne shayari sunayi, ab gana ga dijiye.
Yaar bas chhodenge nahi, main to bahane dhoond raha tha. Kaun sa gana gaun?
Koi bhi gana ga
dijiye. Okay, do you know I've got cold, I sound so bad on the phone. But
I still, also have cold. And I'm also sounding very bad, but please, aap gana ga dijiye.
Okay. Now, I was really in love with this girl, and somehow she used to like this song. Jab koi baat bigad jaye, jab koi mushkil pad jaye, so I would rather just like sing two songs.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Jab koi baat bigad jaye, jab koi mushkil pad jaye, tum dena saath mera. That's it.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so very much, Sachin. It was wonderful talking to you. Believe me, it was just wonderful talking to you. And we really hope that we can get you back here again on the hot seat sometime soon. And we'll have lots and lots of questions. Believe me, we had so many questions from members and so many messages, it was impossible for us to read all of them. But I still would like to read out some of the names that we couldn't read the messages of. They would really feel nice about it. The members who wrote the messages are Jasleen, DK Janu Gulli, Ahbab 1234, Jay Prasad, Reams, Dhruv Vedika Forever, Manjot, Vishakagal 12, Ku, Siddhi, Dilsharan, SRK Rules, Marvelous Max, Janmika, Ayush Ki Pari, Kitty Pitty 2092, of course, unka message bahut hi khoobsurat tha, Z Hassan 2, then Elegant Pearl, Modern Girl, and many many more. Actually we have lots and lots of members. Sabke naam bhi hum log nahi padh pa rahe because we have shortage of time, but all the members who have posted the messages for Sachin, believe me, I am personally going to read out all the names even after we go off air. So thank you very much all the members who have written such beautiful messages. And Sachin, we really really thank you very much for answering the questions so patiently, listening to all our messages.
Thank you so much, and I really hope that in case if they send me any emails or something of that sort, if they can just also add their email ID, they never know, I might just reply back to them. So
in fact, Sachin, if you can give your contact ID, it would be really very nice because everybody wants to know your contact ID.
Definitely. I would send the contact ID as soon as possible because I can't say it right now because I need to make a new one.
Okay.
Otherwise, my business related and everything would be like jammed with stuff, with the mails and all that. So I would like to make a separate email ID and I can always get the lovely messages and the fan mails on that particular ID, which I'll be passing on to Sri Vidya very soon, and who in turn will pass it on to Mini, and Mini definitely would pass it on to all you lovely and beautiful people. Thank you so much for lots of love.
Sri can directly pass it on to everybody because she's the admin of our forum, believe me. I mean, she decides almost everything on the forum, so she can pass it on. It would be really lovely to have your email ID. In fact, I hope Sri gives it to me because she was really, really, you know, being very jealous that I was going to take the interview. So, but I hope she gives the email ID. I already got to talk to you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mini. I mean, really appreciate. I mean, you made my day. Well, that's the only thing I can say.
Thank you.
So, I hope to see you in later future, live, probably in front of me. And thank you so much for all the love.
Thank you, Sachin. Thank you very much. Take care and have a very good night.
Thank you. All the best. Probably, I think it's not night there. It must be day. But
yes,
we have a night there. Yeah, you have a lovely day. All the people who have day, the respective people who have got days, they enjoy the days. If people have nights, they enjoy the lovely nights. Have a beautiful sleep. Think about God. Love, love, love. Lots of love.
India. Dash. Forums. India-forums.com. Addiction at its best. It's a Sairam production. Mail us at sairamproduction@gmail.com.